You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The ambit of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002 is being cast wider as the government has resorted to the stringent law to clamp down on shell companies and prepare itself for the compliance review by the Financial Action Task Force in November. After chartered and cost accountants and company secretaries, the government has now included directors of companies, partners of firms, trustees of express trusts, as well as nominee shareholders as reporting entities under the Act. Even persons arranging these officials for another person will be reporting entities, according to the notification issued by the Finance Ministry late Tuesday. The immediate trigger for the move, which greatly increases these professionals' compliance burden and even exposes them to the possibility of being prosecuted under PMLA for any lapses, is believed to be the revelation that several shell companies acted as cover for the recently banned Chinese apps, and these were assisted by professionals. On May 3rd, when CAs, company secretaries, and cost accountants were brought under the Act, both the Finance Ministry and the Corporate Affairs Ministry have been working to curb the incorporation of shell companies. Moving on, India will push for ending the moratorium on customs duty on cross-border e-commerce and a permanent solution to the subsidy and public stockholding issues in agriculture at the mini-ministerial meeting of the World Trade Organization in Paris on June 7th. The mini-ministerial will finalize the agenda for the next year's full ministerial meeting. The meeting on June 7th on the sidelines of the gathering of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development will be attended by key trading powers and blocs including the US, EU, Australia and even representatives of African nations. The next full ministerial conference of the WTO is scheduled to be held in February 2024 in the UAE. The ministerial conference, which includes trade ministers of all members of WTO, is the highest decision-making body of the organization. The decision not to tax cross-border electronic transmissions was taken in 1998, and the waiver has been extended every 2 years. Now some market news. The Securities and Exchange Board of India on Wednesday allowed the stock exchanges to extend the direct market access facility to FPIs for participation in exchange-traded commodity derivatives subject to conditions. The regulator decided after receiving inputs from its Commodity Derivatives Advisory Committee. The new provision would come into force with immediate effect, SEBI said in a circular. The regulator had already allowed institutional investors, such as Category 3 alternative investment funds, portfolio management services, and mutual funds to participate in the ETCDs market. DMA facilitates clients of a broker to directly access the exchange trading system through the broker's infrastructure to place or execute orders without manual intervention by the broker. DMA enables clients to have advantages such as direct control over orders, faster execution of orders, reduced risk of errors associated with manual order entry, maintaining confidentiality, lower impact costs for large orders, and implementation of better hedging and arbitrage strategies. In other news, Larsen & Toubro has said its non-executive chairman, A.M. Nayak, has decided to step down from the post and will become the chairman emeritus. S.N. Subramanian, who is the chief executive officer and managing director, has been redesignated as the chairman and managing director of the company with effect from October 1, 2023, according to a regulatory filing. Nayak has decided to step down as non-executive chairman of the company with effect from September 30, 2023. He has been conferred the status of chairman emeritus by the board, it said. He has been associated with the company for more than 58 years and his stewardship has led to an upsurge in shareholder value creation. As a robust upholder of the company's value system, Nayak has played a critical role in ensuring the company retains its unique ethos across decades, L&T said. Update from our neighbours. Crisis struck Sri Lanka formally requested debt treatment at the first meeting of the Official Creditor Committee, State Minister for Finance Shrihan Semasinghe said. In a meeting held on Tuesday, co-chaired by India, Japan and France, The island nation's authorities formally presented Colombo's request for debt treatment. A statement by the Paris Club said that 17 countries, including Paris Club creditors and other official bilateral creditors, formally formed an official creditor committee to discuss the Sri Lankan authorities' request for debt treatment. Sri Lanka has yet to announce its plan for external and local debt restructuring, and according to officials, consultations on both aspects are underway. Sri Lanka in March clinched the first tranche of a nearly $3 billion International Monetary Fund bailout package over 4 years, pending agreement with the creditors to revive the island's economy. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.